Discover the National Museum of Marine Biology and Aquarium. The National Museum of Marine Biology and Aquarium, NMMBA, in Pingdong, opened in 2000. This large facility sits on the western coast of Taiwan, with its windows looking out at the ocean. There's a museum and also other buildings for education, science, animal care, and public meetings. The museum has three exhibition halls, Waters of Taiwan, Waters of the World, and Coral Kingdom Pavilion. With so much to see, visitors could spend all day looking at each of these areas. The Waters of Taiwan area features displays on Taiwan's rivers, mountain streams, and sea life. This includes wild plants and animals as well as fish farming. There is even a touch pool where visitors can gently handle sea animals. Waters of the World's displays demonstrate the forming of ancient oceans and evolution of sea life. It focuses on particular areas, such as the deep sea, tropical waters, and polar waters. At Coral Kingdom Pavilion, visitors can walk through an 81-meter underwater tunnel. This exhibition hall also has a whale tank and a sunken ship on display for viewing sea life.
Welcome, everyone, to English for You. I'm Adam.
And I'm Elsie.
And Elsie, we haven't left Taipei for a while now, so I'm thinking maybe we should go for a weekend getaway, something that would be fun to do.
Yeah, we should. It's been too long. So what are you thinking?
Well, I like museums, and I like the ocean. And I think after reading today's article, I think I found the perfect place.
Really? Okay, I'm in. Tell me more.
Okay. Well, today's title is Discover the National Museum of Marine Biology and Aquarium.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's going to be about the
marine
museum.
Marine life,
all the sea life
sea
and
creatures.
Everything where it's at. So the Museum of Marine Biology and Aquarium. So this could be a fun place for you to go with your family and discover and learn new things.
Okay.
So let's jump into our article. It starts off by saying, the National Museum of Marine Biology and Aquarium, or known as the NMMBA, in Pingdong opened in 2000.
哦，这个这么长的名字指的就是国立海洋生物博物馆，那简称呢海生馆。So it opened about 24 years ago, right?
Yeah, about my age, right?
Maybe. Have you been there?
No, I haven't been there. So like I said, this might be the place to go. And I heard it's pretty big too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's continue to learn more about it. This large facility sits on the western coast of Taiwan with its windows looking out at the ocean.
Oh, so this facility 指的就是这间海生馆。那 facility 这个名词呢，它指的是用作某种用途的区域啦，场所或是建筑物。那海生馆它坐落在台湾的西海岸，往窗外看出去就是美丽的 ocean, 海洋。那在这边呢，我们看到今天的 language info。Let's take a look. 今天的 Language in Focus 我们要讲到的是 with 介系词片语的用法。那第一个我们要注意到 with 接上名词或是名词片语会形成介系词片语哦。那放在句子的前方做副词使用，以修饰后面的主要子句，那用来说明主要子句的条件或是原因，表示呢有着、由于或是随着点点点的意思。那进阶的写法呢，则是在 with 加上名词片语之后再加上介系词片语，那用来后位修饰前面的名词或是名词片语哦。那第一个例句给同学们参考就是呢 ,Kenny stood there with a knife in his hand. 你会发现 with 后面加上 a knife, 再加上 in his hand, 也就是这个介系词片语坐在后方。那第二个 ,with 后方还可以接上受词或是受词补语，还有受词补语。那用于描述呢伴随着主要子句发生的动作或是状态。受词补语呢常以现 在分词或是过去分词的方式呈现哦。那以下呢，我们来解释两种使用的时机。第一个 ，with 后方的受词的动作如果是主动语态的话，或是持续进行的动作，那我们就要用现在分词，也就是 ing 结尾的字。For example, with tears rolling down her cheeks, she said goodbye to her parents and drove the car away. 这边这个主动的动作就是眼泪滚滚的滴下，对不对？泪珠滑落，所以用的是 rolling 这个字。那 with 后方受词的动作如果是被动语态或是已经完成的动作，那我们就要使用过去分词，像是呢 Vicky sat there with her arms folded in front of her chest. Folded 这个过去分词指的就是呢她的手臂是被这样子放着在她的胸前。
Wow, so since this facility and museum is very big, our article then tells us there's the museum and also other buildings for education, science, animal care, and public meetings.
Wow, you can see everything and learn everything there, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I like to learn more about jellyfish, so maybe I could go there and we could learn about jellyfish together.
Since when you're so interested aboutjellyfish.
Well, I think they're kind of cool. I think I like watching them on my Instagram, so maybe I can watch them and see them up close.
So I think it's a great place for students to go.
Exactly. All right. And it also says the museum has three exhibition halls, Waters of Taiwan, Waters of the World,and Coral Kingdom Pavilion.
所以呢，我们要介绍到它三个就是场馆。第一个是台湾水域馆，就是 Waters of Taiwan， 世界水域馆 Waters of the World， 还有珊瑚王国馆 Coral Kingdom Pavilion.
Yeah, that's kind of a long thing, Coral Kingdom Pavilion. So a place where you can see all the different kinds of coral. All right, well, let's jump back in. It says, with so much to see, visitors could spend all day looking at each of these areas.
Okay, 所以这边我们看到 with so much to see 又是一个 with 介系词片语的用法，有这么多东西可以看，那真的是可以在海参馆待上一整天的时间。
All right, so which one would you like to go see? Waters of the World, maybe the Pavilion of Coral?
Maybe we can start with the Waters of the World.
All right.
Oh, of Taiwan.
Of Taiwan, yes. All right, well, the Waters of Taiwan area features displays on Taiwan's rivers, mountain streams, and sea life. And in that sentence, everyone, we see the verb feature,which means to make something special or stand out in a certain way or a cool way. For an example, I could say, the new phone features a high-quality camera for great photos.
Feature 这边当作动词来使用哦，指的是呢以点点点为特色。那这个字也可以当成名词，那当成名词的解释就是特色或是特征。比如说呢，可以放在这样的句子里面 ：The hotel's main feature is its breathtaking ocean view from every room. 那就代表这一间旅馆的主要特色就是从每一间房间看出去都有很美丽的。令人赞叹的，令人屏息的 ocean view, 就是海洋的景观。
So beautiful ocean view. And also in that sentence, we saw the word display, and as a thing or a noun, is how stuff looks when you show it or put it out for everyone to see. So everyone, when you go to a store, we could say, you know, in the store window,There was a colorful display of new and cool toys. And just like when you guys go to, let's say, the iPhone store, the Apple store, you see a huge display of all their new phones, all their new tablets, and things like that. So it's out for everyone to see.
所以 display 呢，在这边是个名词，代表展览或是陈列，那也可以当作动词来使用哦。那课文这边说到呢，台湾的河流啦、山间的溪流，还有海洋的生物，在台湾水域馆都有陈列出来。So you can see all these in that facility.
Exactly. And let's learn more. It says this includes wild plants and animals as well as fish farming. All right. So they got quite a few things you can see there. And in that last sentence, we saw as well as, which means in addition to or also. It is used to include something extra or another item.
As well as 这个片语呢指的是以及，所以啊，野生动植物啦，养殖渔业在海生馆当中也都看得到。
Right, so you can see a bunch of different things, and let's see what else they got. There's even a touch pool where visitors can gently handle sea animals.
Touch pool.
Yeah.
Where you can touch the things in there.
Yeah.
Oh, 那 handle 这个字什么意思呢？我们来看一下吧。
Here we see the word handle, and handle means to touch or hold something or someone. So an example everyone we could use is,Make sure to handle my new phone with care. Or as a native speaker, I'll usually say, hey, handle it with care.
Handle 这个字呢，在这边它指的是触摸或是搬动，那是个动词。所以游客们呢，可以在海生馆里面触摸海洋生物。那 handle 还有另外一个解释，就是处理跟应付。像是呢 ，he handled the situation very well， 代表他应付这个状况，应付得相当良好。
Or sometimes like me, I didn't handle the situation very well.
那就是没有应付的良好。
Exactly. All right, well, let's keep learning about this museum. It says, Waters of the World's displays demonstrate the forming of ancient oceans and evolution of sea life.
那这边有一个动词呢，就是 demonstrate， 它指的是演示或是说明。那这边在讲的是啊，世界水域馆里面不仅展示了古老海洋的形成，还有海洋生物的演化 evolution。哈，这个名词就是演化或是进化。那动词要学一下，它是 evolve。
Oh, so we can see maybe how things became something else.
Yes.
All right. Also, jumping back, it says it focuses on particular areas such as the deep sea, tropical waters, and polar waters.
Oh, wow.
Right.
So what does tropical mean?
Tropical. I can just sit here and relax and think of something tropical. Well, tropical means hot and sunny places near the equator with a lot of palm trees and colorful birds. For an example, Brazil and Thailand would be examples of tropical countries. And what could you do? A sentence we could make for an example sentence we could use everyone for tropical, we could say...Coconut trees are a common sight in tropical areas.
Tropical 这个形容词啊，就是热带的，所以呢，你可以用它来形容一些东西，像是呢，刚刚讲到的 tropical areas， 热带的地区。那如果是热带的地区有热带的气候，那就是 tropical climate。那相对的 polar 这个形容词就是极地的，所以很热的热带地区还有极地的。这边在世界水域馆当中都可以看到。
Yeah. Oh man, I wish we could go right now to a tropical island, right?
And lie on the beach.
All right. Well, getting back to it, we find out at Coral Kingdom Pavilion, visitors can walk through an 81 meter underwater tunnel.
Wow. Ooh. 81 meter.
That's very long. Yeah.
那这个是什么东西呢? 81 meter underwater tunnel. What's a tunnel? Let's find out.
Tunnel is a passage that goes underground or through a mountain, hill, or building. An example would be the MRT travels through an underground tunnel to reach the city center.
好，那 tunnel 这个字呢，就是隧道或是地道、通道。那例句刚刚讲到的 underground tunnel， 那是地下隧道。课文中说到的是 underwater tunnel， 那是海底隧道哦。所以在珊瑚王国馆里面呢，还有海底隧道，而且长达81公尺 ，81 meters。
Like we said, pretty long. So this exhibition hall also has a whale tank and a sunken ship on display for viewing sea life.Whoa, so that's pretty cool. We see the word sunken, and sunken means something has gone down below the surface, like a ship or an object in water. An example would be a lot of stories say pirates hid sunken treasures on faraway islands. We also saw the word on display, and what that means is something is shown for others to see, like in a museum, in a store or a public area.
好，那整理一下哦。当你看到 be on display， 代表展示中的或是陈列出来的。那这里展示中的是一艘 sunken ship。sunken 这个字啊，它指的是下沉的、沉入水底的。所以这里是沉入水底的一艘船。好，在这个场馆里面你会看得到。那另外呢，补充下沉的动词是什么呢？是 sink。那它的三态是 sink、sank、sunk、mm-hmm. 那再提醒一下 sunken 也就是在 sunk 后面加上 en 这个形容词就是下沉的下陷的所以呢想要一看海洋生活的游客也可以到这个珊瑚馆当中看这个沉入船底的船只、
oh.
沉入水底的船只
Well, I would certainly like to see a sunken ship, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be like seeing the Titanic, the most famous sunken ship, right?
I thought of Titanic when I sawthe sunken ship.
Yeah, right? That's what most people would think. Well, everyone, that's all the time we have for you today. What we'd like to do now is invite you to our For You chat question.
Okay.
All right. So our For You chat question today is, what would you most like to see at this museum? Why?
I would like to maybe go into thatunderwater tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
To take a look at what's inside.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And in that tunnel, is that the sunken ship area or is that the different area?
Maybe or maybe not.
All right.
What about you? You would like to take a look at the sunken ship, right?
I would like to look at the sunken ship. Maybe there's a treasure inside the sunken ship.
Oh.
Right? So what about you guys? You guys discuss it with your classmates and think what is the best or the mostinteresting thing you would like to see. My name is Adam.
And I'm Elsie.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Vocabulary Review. Feature. This music festival features some of the most popular singers in Taiwan. Display. The big display of toys in the shop window made many children stop and look.Handle. Coins can get very dirty, so it's good to wash your hands after you handle them. Tropical. Because this is a tropical island, it often rains here, and it's very hot. Tunnel. Trains and cars can go between the UK and France through a tunnel under the water. Sunken. Stories of sunken cities lost to the sea.Always interested the children during story time.
智慧小补帖
Facility Demonstrate Evolution Polar